You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is the Michael K. Show.
I'm not a golf aficionado. What's the big deal about letting them use a cart? I don't get it.
Really? Like, you don't get it?
No, why? Does it make it? Oh, they're more of an athlete if they walk the course? Why? The whole thing is about hitting the ball.
No, but part of it is the stamina of being able to walk the course.
Why? Who made that to be a thing?
I don't know, hitting the ball,
getting in the hole.
I get it, the tradition of it. But, I mean, is that really the skill? I mean, it's nice that you can walk, but which golfers are incapable of walking? Like, everyone can do it.
Peter, let me let you know a little secret here, okay? Because Don will argue this till the cows come home.
Oh, here we go.
If Tiger Woods says tomorrow to the heads of the PGA, listen, I can't walk the course anymore. I could play, but I'm going to need a cart. You know what? They'll change the rule.
No, they'll change the rule. No, they wouldn't.
Yes, they will.
No, they wouldn't.
He's golf.
The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Ah, yes. Spirited first hour. Now hour number two. Every Thursday at this time, we will be joined by the manager of the New York Yankees, which leads us to today's Diamond Notes, brought to you by Nissan, and the manager is Aaron Boone. Aaron, I'm just wondering, because so many baseball players are huge golf fans. You have a big game tomorrow, opening day. Are you following what Tiger's doing?
Well, I actually, today's been a little bit busy, as you might imagine, but I was in there. I heard he was one under as of probably 30 minutes ago. What do we got now?
Peter, Tiger up?
Yes, you are up to date. He is one under through 17, Aaron.
I can't believe, actually, Mike Harkey told me that, and I was like, wow, I did not see that coming. What's the leader, about 300 at this point?
Yeah. No, six, no, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Cameron
Smith is six under. Then there's one guy at four under, and then a bunch of the pack at three, and Tiger's there at one. So he's still there, but he will have to make up ground because Cameron Smith's been ridiculous.
But isn't it amazing that he's actually playing, Aaron?
Yes. I mean, I don't even know about making up ground. But I mean, just the fact that if he's playing on Saturday and Sunday and competitively in it, that will – I guess we shouldn't put anything past
I appreciate you were too busy today to watch, because if I was locked in a closet with only ESPN on television, I'd be too busy to watch Tiger.
Wow. He hates golf. All right, let's talk
That's
about
right.
tomorrow. Do you have your lineup yet?
I do.
Would you give it to us?
No. I'll give it to you tomorrow morning. But I do know what it is, and I've talked to a couple people that someone significant will be out of the lineup. So we'll release that tomorrow morning.
All right. So you did announce that you would have Donaldson leading off. Am I correct?
Yes.
All right. So what's your thought process behind that? Why does he intrigue you as a leadoff man?
Well, first of all, he can really mash. Mm-hmm. But a guy that is. You know, he kind of defines that, you know, aggressive nature you like, can hurt you, obviously, in a hurry, but also controls the strike zone incredibly well. So I think at his best, he's going to be a guy that gets on a ton for us, has the ability to do a lot of damage, and being in the leadoff spot, that spot's going to come around every so often. So with what we're able to do in the middle of the order, I really like Josh up there.
Were you prepared for today being rained out, or does it mess with anything that you didn't start the day you thought you were going to?
I think because it started to become a potential reality a couple days ago, it doesn't mess with much other than, you know, pushing Garrett back a day, which doesn't affect much. You know, the only thing we might have done is potentially had like a Nestor Cortez in the bullpen had we played today. knowing that with the off day, we could slot him in back at the back end of the rotation ahead of Cole. But, you know, with 16 pitchers, that's not such a big deal. The more of it now is just, hey, we got 10 in a row right out of the gates.
Now, obviously, even before this rainout, Aaron, you talked about a very compressed schedule in April with not many off days. Well, now there's one fewer. Does that concern you, especially with a 3-week spring training?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I don't think the off day necessarily, you know, the rain out today necessarily affects that, because that off day was going to be tomorrow anyway. So it's a compressed schedule from really starting tomorrow now, but in that case would have been Saturday. Yeah, no question. You know, with the 16 pitchers and still building those guys up, I don't worry about that schedule as much from their standpoint, because I feel like we're protected there. But, you know, from a position player standpoint, you know, even though these guys were able to play a lot in spring training, which I think is a really good thing, and that they were able to have a lot of at-bats and kind of get their volume up, you know, I do get concerned a little bit when we start going 6, 7, 8 days in a row and they haven't been there yet. So hopefully that's where, you know, our roster protects that a little bit, you know, having that, you know, as I keep calling it, that one extra really starter impact player sitting on the bench each day and being able to rotate that a little bit. Hopefully that'll serve us well in the month of April as we continue to build these guys up.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The way to beat the Red Sox any different this year than the last time you played them in the wild card?
Well, I mean, we have some different approaches. We have a few different players, obviously, a little bit of a different lineup. You know, some different coaches with some, you know, some different things that have been implemented that, you know, all things that hopefully can contribute to us, you know, being a little bit better, not only against the Red Sox, but really against every team.
Now, you said that you've made your decision on the lineup. So somebody that expects to start is not starting. Have you had that conversation? And is that a difficult conversation to have? Because, you know, we talk about it's just a game. But you know, Aaron, you've been in the game your whole life.
Yeah.
Opening day means something special. So is that a conversation that's difficult for you to have?
Yeah. Let me start with on opening day. Opening day is a big deal. It's a really big deal to me. I think it's a day to be celebrated. I've been blessed to be you know, going to opening day, you know, watching my dad, to then being a player, to now being a manager in a lot of opening days. And it's a really special day. So, you know, to have that conversation with a guy that you feel like is going to be an everyday player for you throughout the year, who you believe is going to be an impact player for you. Yeah, that's a tough conversation, but something that, you know, also I tried to get out ahead of, you know, when I really had all those guys in my office about 10 days ago and saying, hey, there's going to be, you know, there's going to, one of you guys in here, I basically brought in the 9 guys for the 8 spots. And I basically said, one of you guys is going to have to sit on opening day. And I understand, you know, that can suck and that's not going to be fun. And, but in a cautionary, I noted what DJ did in 2019 when I told DJ ahead of time, I'm like, you're probably not going to play opening day, but you'll probably play every day, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. He ends up getting 655 plate appearances and finished 4th in the MVP. So I'm like, this is going to work itself out, guys. You're going to protect each other, especially as we build up. It's going to allow us to give a strategic day off here and there, you know, assuming you guys are all healthy. And that's assuming we're all healthy all mm-hmm. throughout the year. And inevitably things come up, obviously. So I know it's something that's going to play itself out over time and not be a big deal and be something that hopefully serves them and us well. But I certainly acknowledge the awkwardness and the, you know, disappointment of it being on opening day. And it's not lost on me. It's not a small thing. It's something I deliberated on for really, you know, a couple of days and, you know, came to my decision. And I think everyone's on board with that. Even, you know, the guy that's not going to be in there tomorrow, you know, we had this out and we're all together on it and we move forward.
I'm just curious, that conversation that you had with that said player, right? Did he try to politic mm-hmm. you? Did he go, oh, come on?
Nope.
He said, I get nope. it.
You get it. You know, okay. We had this conversation essentially, like I said, 10 days ago, where had them all there, and it could have been some or any of them. And so I think, in a way, probably prepared for that conversation. I'm sure there's certainly some disappointment, but we understand that the mission that we're on and what our goal is of being a championship team, and this will not derail that group or us, and we're all in this thing together, and I think we all understand that and are on that same page.
Aaron, how do you go about finding that line of being sort of a friend to the players and being a boss? Obviously, you're a young man, much younger than 50. And so
well
clearly
played.
Thank you. So clearly you are at an age, though, where you're still, you know, one of the reasons that you're an effective manager is that you're able to relate to the players. But just how do you go about drawing that line of when it goes from being fun, friendly time to being like, I'm the decision maker?
It just does. You just do. And I think it's something that, you know, you learn and happens over time. That, and I think most of our guys, most professionals understand that there's difficult decisions that have to be made, you know, throughout the course of the year, that you certainly understand that everyone's not going to like, but sometimes you have to make a tough call. It doesn't make it the right decision all the time, but something that, you know, frankly, I'm certainly always empathetic when there's a tough decision to be made, but I'm also very okay with it. And I think if you treat people consistently and honestly and openly over time, that works itself out as well.
Now, I would think, you know, these conversations that are tough conversations, that's part of the job. That's not like, you know, rainbows and unicorns. But, Aaron, I would think calling in Marinaccio into your office and saying, you know, you're going to realize your dream and you're going to be here for opening day, that must be such a kick.
Yeah, you know what? It was in one degree. I wish it was better this time around because – you know, as you guys saw on your broadcast of our spring training game the other day, I could only go so far with a few of them as far as saying, look, you're coming north with us, you're on the team, but there's still some things that could go down, and I don't want to get too celebratory with you. So that was not as ideal as I would have liked it. But to be, you know, today I was in the pitcher's advance meeting, and then I was in our hitter's advance meeting spoke to both, you know, addressed both groups at different times, and it was fun to be able to acknowledge JP and Marinaccio's first opening day, first time in the big leagues, Clark Schmidt's first opening day in the big leagues, you know, because like we've talked about already, that is a big deal. Opening day is a big deal. Opening day in this uniform in pinstripes is a big deal. And to be able to congratulate those guys in front of their peers, in front of guys that, you know, certainly they look up to, that part was cool.
It's so hard to believe this is going to be your fifth opening day. I mean, the time just flies. How are you a better manager today than you were on opening day 2018?
I don't know. I absolutely think I am. I think you just, you know, you got to learn from your experiences. You know, I don't look back so much and reflect on this, that, and the other, because it's just this constant living. You're living it out, certainly all season long, but really all 12 months. You're always into something and looking to grow and get better, you know, and okay, where can we tweak this or get this a little better? Or where did I do? Was this the right thing to do? Was this not the right thing to do? And hopefully all those experiences and looking at those in real time, and even at times going back and reflecting on certain decisions, you know, hopefully they all add up into being better equipped to serve this team. And, you know, I think I have gotten better at, you know, we talk about tough conversations or, you know, being out in front or up front with guys, whether it's, you know, positive, you know, negative, whatever it is. You know, I feel like if the foundation of the relationship is strong, it does make those things easier to do when you have to make a tough decision. That, and sometimes I'll tell these guys all the time, when I'm making a tough decision that guys aren't happy with, or a guy's not happy about coming out of a game, I never get offended, or certainly have the right to question that or talk to me about it. But it's like, hey, it doesn't mean it was always the right decision, but it's a well thought out decision. And I feel like if the relationship's strong, the respect's ultimately going to be there.
One of the neat things about the beginning of the season, I try to read every single column from around the country and online about who people are picking. And it seems like everybody loves them some Blue Jays. Are we all falling in love with the Blue Jays too much, Aaron?
I mean, I've seen a lot of the same thing. So, you know, I was joking. I said, it looks like we're all playing for second this year, you know. No, but with that said, there's no denying that they are a really good team. I mean, we saw them sort of come of age last year, even though they just missed the playoffs. It's obviously a lineup that, you know, is as formidable as anyone we're going to go up against. It's a starting rotation that top to bottom is very solid. So, I mean, I understand certainly, you know, people out there that, you know, have to do this at the beginning of the season, put your picks in. I get it. They are really good, but I would also say that, you know, this division's really good, and there are other teams that, you know, nothing would surprise me. And you know, I know in our room and our group and our expectation is that we plan on being at the top of that, but all of it right now we understand is talk and speculation, and really that's all cheap right now. We get to go play the games and find out how good everyone is, and we look forward to that.
Aaron, I think you're a big football fan, right?
Eagles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure is.
So that's a big football thing, right? I mean, covering the Jets for 16 years, that was Herm Edwards used to always love. Oh, nobody's picking us today. Everybody thinks we're going to finish in last. Everybody thinks we're going to get blown out. And use that as bulletin board fodder. Use it as motivation. Does that work in baseball?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it can. I haven't used that, you know, because our expectations are as high as anyone, you know. So, you know, where you're picking us, where you're not picking us, really is not of consequence to this group and to what I'm seeing from these guys in the last 4 weeks, seeing them kind of come together in the deadly serious nature of what we're about to embark on, and the bond that these guys are forming, especially you know, add in some of the new guys into that mix. The things I'm seeing from these guys collectively, you know, as teammates, as just talking the game, has been something that I'm really excited about, and hopefully I believe something that's going to really serve us well. So expectation wise, whatever, ours haven't changed. We want to win a championship. That's the goal, and that's our focus.
Talking with Aaron Boone, his weekly segment here on the Michael Kay Show. So now Garrett Cole starting tomorrow, and you guys are going to use the PitchCom communication system between the catcher and Garrett. Nathan Eovaldi said he's not going to use it. He's the starter for the Red Sox. From outside looking in, Aaron, I don't see the negative. Well, tell me what the negative is. It seems like it will pick up the pace of the game. It's a can't miss. Well, is there a negative I'm missing?
I think the negative are going to declare themselves over the next several weeks, you know, like something that we didn't think of, that a little unintended something. We haven't necessarily found that yet. We feel like we've kind of troubleshot it and, you know, we're able to run a lot of things through that. You know, I'll take you back to the first day we used it, which was about a week ago when Seve was pitching. I went out on the backfield at Steinbrenner, the backfield at GMS on field two, where Davey Garcia was throwing a sim game, a live BP, and he was using it for the first time. So I got there in about midway through his first inning of work, you know, we're out there behind the net, and someone handed, hey, you want to listen to him? I'm like, yeah. So I put it in my hat, I'm listening, and it was like, man, this is amazing. And then when we went in, it was around 12:15. You know, we had pushed Seve back a couple days, so he was making that start, and I didn't really want to spring it on Seve at 12:15 for a 1 o'clock game. But Seve's like, no, I want to do it. So we did it. He loved it. He pitched great. Like you said, I think it helps with the pace of things. Like I think at its best, you know, they talk about a pitch clock coming next year. You know, I think at its best, we may not even need that because we were that efficient with it. And then Higgy, you know, using it for the first time by the second inning was running past me going, oh, I really like this. So we had all our pitchers using it the last, whatever that was, you know, 4 or 5 days of spring training, getting used to it. You know, everyone for the most part really liked it. Jose Trevino, who we brought over from Texas, they were using it in their camp quite a bit, so he was familiar with it. So we're going with it, and if there's hiccups along the way or we got to adjust or in a certain game we don't want to go with it, we'll kind of see where the hiccups are as this thing unfolds, but we plan on going with it.
Now, in terms of Cole, what's the most you could expect out of him pitch-wise tomorrow?
I mean, he's certainly not built up, obviously, to where he will be in a few times. You know, we could definitely get more than 70 out of him, but you know, I don't know, not much more. I have a number in mind that I probably won't let him go to, but we'll just kind of see. We'll see, you know, how stressful everything is for him from an outing standpoint, and then kind of have some leeway within that number that I'm thinking.
I read that you feel a little bit, not sorry, but you thought about Brett Gardner as you were driving into work today?
I did. And you know, I just know that he said, first of all, he's been, you know, great for me to have a guy like that, that I feel like I've had a really good relationship with in you know, my first 4 years here, a guy that I have a ton of respect for, a guy that's had a massive influence on a number of guys in that room. So, you know, just felt a little weird driving in today, and he was on my mind. Just respect the guy and the player a lot.
And final thing, any thought at all? I mean, the Yankees do things very theatrically and dramatically, going back to George Steinbrenner. So my guess is that you can announce an Aaron Judge extension tomorrow, right before the game. But if you don't, is that a problem for you? Do you think that's going to be a distraction through the season if he's playing without the deal?
I don't. Okay. I mean, I just know where Aaron is right now as far as, you know, where his focus is. His focus is right now on his teammates, on, you know, kicking that door in like we talk about. We want to win a championship, and I know he's going to be hell-bent on doing everything he can to achieve that, and I know the kind of teammate he is and how much he knows he means to those guys and how much they mean to him, and whether we get a deal or not, I don't worry about him in the least.
And I'll make a prediction now. I don't know if Don and Peter back me up. This is your infield tomorrow. You're going to sit down Isaiah. You're going to move Gleyber to short, and you're going to get DJ started second. That's, I think, what you're going to do. You're not going to tell us, but that's my guess.
Blink twice if he's right.
I love how you threw that out there to see if you get a response out of it.
Oh, yeah. Get ready.
Just think how exciting tomorrow morning will be for you, Michael.
I can't. You know what? I'm either going to look like a genius or I'll forget that I said it.
That's right.
So it's can't lose for me.
That's right.
I will see you tomorrow. It's going to be fun. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you every Thursday at this time.
Can't wait to do it all year. Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.
That's today's Diamond Notes brought to you by Nissan. Nissan's an easier choice than ever with their exciting and fuel-efficient lineup. Now get great offers across their full line. Shop at your local Nissan store on NissanUSA.com. You think I'm wrong, Don?
Because no, you're right.
Isaiah's the one. He's new here.
Yeah.
Now, I think the one chance you're taking, you know, Gleyber's not a great shortstop. So you'd be playing him at shortstop. But you can bring Isaiah kind of for later and later for defense, and I don't think that he would be. You've got Donaldson. We know he's leading off, so he's out of the equation. Okay, so that's one. Unless you don't play Aaron Hicks and you start judging center Stanton and right, and then you DH DJ, that's another way they could go.
That's also another way, but I think DJ's in the lineup.
So do I. Somehow he's in the lineup.
See, that's the thing. That's the rub, right, is he's the guy that deserves to be there for opening day. He's the veteran. He's been so good for this team. That's the guy that you want to make sure you maneuver things around that he plays on opening day.
You know what? I think Hicks sits more than Isaiah Kiner-Falefa because you want the defense. So this way, DJ is your DH. And Stanton's in right, and Judge's in center. I think that's the way they roll.
And I was going to add, we ran out of time with Kiner-Falefa. I looked it up. He's only played 8 games at Yankee Stadium and started 6. Right. So, and he's playing the hollowed ground, a shortstop. I kind of want him there with 55,000 people on opening day. I mean, he's going to be the guy here this season, and you want to get him acclimated. Might as well just have him jump right in the deep end right away, right? And that's – so I'm leaning towards – what you said, Hicks out, put Judge at center, and that could also really tie in, right? If they make the announcement tomorrow, the extension, mm-hmm. Judge is the captain, starting in center field, come on. They make movies about that stuff.
So I take now he's not going to hear it, but IKF is in, Hicks is out. You got the jumbo outfield because you got a pitcher that strikes out a lot of people anyway, and the jumbo outfield actually is pretty good defensively anyway. So I think that's the way they go because I don't think they're not going to start LeMahieu tomorrow.
I think to get credit for it, you just said it,
right?
And then just text him so he knows that was your last guess.
Gotcha. I'll text him right now when we have a break. How about that?
So he knows that kind of access.
Yeah, of course.
Of course he does.
Of course I do. I've got access to the other manager too. Minute by second access to both managers.
You really do.
Really, why would you listen to any other show? If you're a big baseball fan, you got to be a lunatic to listen to any other show.
I mean, there's no way to be more connected to the inner workings of both baseball teams in this town.
That's right. There you go. There's no way. Thank you, Peter.
Impossible.
Thank you for the love. All right, we'll take some phone calls. 1-800-919-3776. Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg, Boone, and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.